Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
That after that we'll have our inauguration ceremony.
আজকের আমাদের এই নামহাট সম্মেলনের উদ্বোধনী সভায় এখন আমি অনুরোধ করছি শিষ্যমত সচিনন্দন সাই মহারাজ, উনি উনার উদ্বোধনী ভাষণ উপস্থাপন করবেন।
নমঃ বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেস্তায় ভূতলে শ্রীমদ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামিনীতি নামিনে নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী ভাস্কর্যে শতারিণে জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিব সজী গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে।
Dear Maharajas and respected members of the Namahata Mela, I am very, very happy to be in your midst.
Priya, Priya Maharajgan, Sanmananya Samagata Namahata Bhaktavrinda, Ami Apnader Sange Ekhane Upasthita Hoye Attanta Ananda Labh Korchi.
I am so happy because in the part of the world where I am preaching, not so many people are yet in the Namahata organization.
এখানে নামহাট সম্মেলনেতে অত বহু সংখ্যায় ভক্তরা সমবেত হয়েছেন, কিন্তু আমি যে পৃথিবীর যে অংশতে আমি প্রচার করি সেখানে এপর্যন্ত অত সংখ্যায় মানুষ নামহাট সম্মেলনেতে যোগদান করেন না।
But when I tell them of this Mela, how young men, old men, children, old Matajis and young Matajis came from different parts of Bengal and Orissa, I know they will all want to become part of this Namahata organization. Many more people will come.
যে এই মেলা, মেলা সমানে নামহাট মেলা মানে ওড়িশা বেঙ্গল আসাম থেকে বয়স্ক লোক যুবক লোক যুবতী বৃদ্ধা বালক বালিকা সবাই এসে কিভাবে যোগদান করছে, তারাও সবাই এসে এই নামহাট মেলায় যোগদান করতে ইচ্ছা প্রকাশ করবে। তারা এসে আমাদের নামহাটে সেখানে যোগদান করবেন।
Now, Banu Maharaj has explained the nature of this transcendental hut or marketplace.
শ্রীমদ ভানু মহারাজ তিনি এই দিব্য নামহাটের যে কি স্বভাবটা কি তার প্রকৃতি কি ভাব কি সে কথা বর্ণনা করেছেন।
On this marketplace you can get the most important good.
So ei je hat ba bazar namer hat ekhane khub mulyoban pradhanyapurno bostu apnara labh korte parchen.
There's only a little price.
To seguli khub alpo mulle khub mulyoban bostu pachen.
What is the price?
To sei mulle ti ki?
I know many of you have not brought many dollars and rupees today. Will you not be able to come successful home from this marketplace?
আমি জানি আপনারা নিশ্চয়ই সঙ্গে অনেক টাকা পয়সা নিয়ে আসেন না, এই যে হাটে এসেছেন কি জিনিস খরিদ করে নিয়ে যাবেন, নিশ্চয় আপনারা অনেক টাকা পয়সা এখানে নিয়ে আসেন না
নো ইউ ক্যান বিকাম রিচ ওয়েন ইউ রিড অন দিস মার্কেট প্লেস বাই পেইং দ্য প্রাইস নট ইন ডলার্স অর রুপিস
তা আপনারা এই বাজারে এসে নামের হাটে এসে বহু ধনী হতে পারবেন কোন টাকা পয়সা এখানে ধনী হওয়ার জন্য লাগে না
শ্রদ্ধা ইজ দ্য প্রাইস
তো এখানে এই হাটে একটা মূল্য আছে এই হাটে বাজার করতে হলে সে মূল্য হচ্ছে শ্রদ্ধা শ্রদ্ধা দিয়ে আপনারা এই বাজারে কেনা বেচা করতে পারেন
দিস শ্রদ্ধা ইউ উইল গেট বাই বিং ইউ ক্যান গেট মাচ শ্রদ্ধা বাই বিং প্রেজেন্ট ইন পার্টিসিপেটিং ইন দিস মেলা
তো এই মেলায় যোগদান করে আপনাদের শ্রদ্ধা আরো বেশি বাড়বে
Especially by hearing the different seminars and hearing the holy names and the kirtans, you will see how your purchasing power will grow unlimitedly.
So Maharaj bolchen je apnara je shraddha bari theke niye eshechen to ekhane theke jodi hari nam kirtan shravan korben ebong somosto alochona chokrete jogdan korben tar maddhome apnader shraddha ekhan theke aro beshi barbe শ্রদ্ধা দিয়ে আপনারা এই ভগবত ভক্তি সংগ্রহ করতে পারবেন
দিস মেলা উইল হেল্প ইউ টু ইনক্রিজ ইউর শ্রদ্ধা
তো এই নামহাট মেলা আপনাদের শ্রদ্ধাকে পরিবর্তিত করবার জন্য সাহায্য করবে
প্লিজ টেক পার্ট ইন অল দ্য প্রোগ্রামস উইথ গ্রেট এনথুজিয়াজম ইউ উইল সি ইউর শ্রদ্ধা উইল বিকাম সো বিগ
তো আপনারা দয়া করে সবাই সমস্ত আলোচনা চক্রতে যোগদান করুন আপনারা দেখবেন এই শ্রবণের মাধ্যমে আপনাদের সবাইয়ের শ্রদ্ধা আরো বেশি পরিবর্ধিত হবে
নিত্যসিদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ প্রেমা উই অল আর ন্যাচুরালি কৃষ্ণ কনশিয়াস ওয়েন আওয়ার শ্রদ্ধা ইনক্রিজেস উই উইল বি এবল টু কাম টু আওয়ার ন্যাচুরাল পজিশন
তো আমরা আমাদের নিত্য অবস্থাতে আমরা সবাই কৃষ্ণ চেতনাময় কিন্তু এই কৃষ্ণ চেতনা বর্তমানে উদ্ভাসিত হয় না প্রকাশিত হয় না এই শ্রদ্ধার দ্বারা এই কৃষ্ণ চেতনা প্রকাশিত হতে পারবে
এন্ড দেয়ার কুড বি আ বেটার প্লেস ফর দিস মেলা দ্যান ইন শ্রীধাম মায়াপুর
এই শ্রীধাম মায়াপুরে যে নামহট মেলা সংগঠিত হচ্ছে এ থেকে আরো ভালো জায়গা কোথায় এই জগতে হতে পারে
হিয়ার নিত্যানন্দ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু এন্ড চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু দে ওয়্যার ওয়াকিং থ্রু দ্য ডাস্ট দে ওয়্যার বেইদিং ইন দ্য সেম গঙ্গা দে ওয়্যার some of the trees are still the same which saw them
so ei mayapur dham jekhane nityananda prabhu shriman chaitanya mahaprabhu tara ekhane chalaprachal korechen ei mayapurer prottekti dhulikona shriman mahaprabhu nityananda prabhur padasparsho labh koreche ei hote sei ganga je gangay shriman mahaprabhu nityananda prabhu snan korechen ekhon mayapure bibhinno brikkharajira upasthit achen যাহারা শ্রীমন মহাপ্রভু নিত্যানন্দ প্রভুকে দর্শন করেছিলেন
সো আই এম 100% কনভিন্সড দ্যাট দিস মেলা উইল বি এ গ্রেট হেল্প ফর অ্যাডভান্সিং ইন কৃষ্ণ কনশিয়াসনেস ফর অল অফ ইউ
আমি শতকড়া 100% দৃঢ় নিশ্চিত যে এই নামহট মেলা যোগদান করে এটি আপনাদেরকে সবাইকে কৃষ্ণ চেতনায় অগ্রগতি করবার জন্য সাহায্য করবে
এন্ড অ্যাজ এ রেজাল্ট You will feel naturally very close to Krishna.
তার ফলে আপনি স্বাভাবিকভাবে কৃষ্ণের আরো কাছে যে এসে গেছেন আপনার নিজেই সবাই উপলব্ধি করতে পারবেন
From the depths of my heart, I wish this Mela and all of you the full success in Krishna consciousness.
আমার অন্তরের গভীরতম অবস্থা থেকে আমি আশা করছি এই নামহট মেলা যেন পূর্ণ মাত্রায় কৃতকার্য বা সাফল্য মণ্ডিত হয়
গৌর প্রেমানন্দ হরি হরি We will be reading today from the third canto, chapter 22, text 2. Please repeat. No, please, let us not have this, otherwise it will not be loud. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Hare Vasudevaya.
Hare Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Hare Vasudevaya.
Bhanu Uvacha. Now read text 1, which was not read yesterday. Maitreya Uvacha Evam Aviskrita Shesha Guna Karma Uraya Munim Savrita Ivatan Samrat Uparatam Uvachaha. Sri Maitreya said, after describing the greatness of the emperor's manifold qualities and activities, the sage became silent and the emperor, feeling modesty, addressed him as follows. Please excuse me for 1 second. Kohalila, könntest du so gut sein, die Fenster zu schließen, damit wir ein bisschen leiser haben. Now text 2. Manu Uvacha, Brahma Shrija Svamukato Yusman Atma Paritsaya Tandomayas Tapo Vidya Yoga Yuktan Alampatan. Please repeat the word for word translation. Manuhu.
Manuhu.
Manu.
Manu.
Uvacha.
Uvacha.
Said.
Brahma.
Brahma. Lord Brahma.
Lord Brahma.
Asrija.
Asrija.
Created.
Created.
Vamukata.
Vamukata.
From his face.
From his face.
Yusman. You, Brahmanas.
You, Brahmanas.
Atma Paripsaya.
Atma Paripsaya.
To protect himself by expanding.
To protect himself by expanding.
Ichandamaya.
Ichandamaya.
The form of the Vedas.
The form of the Vedas.
Tapa Vidya Yoga Yukta.
Tapa Vidya Yoga Yukta.
Full of austerity, knowledge and mystic power.
Full of austerity, knowledge and mystic power.
Alampata,
alampata,
averse to sense gratification.
Averse to sense gratification.
Translation. Manu replied, to expand himself in Vedic knowledge, Lord Brahma, the personified Veda, from his face created you the Brahmanas, who are full of austerity, knowledge and mystic power, and are averse to sense gratification. The purport of the Vedas is to propagate the transcendental knowledge of the Absolute Truth. The Brahmanas were created from the mouth of the Supreme Person, and therefore they are meant to spread the knowledge of the Vedas in order to spread the glories of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, also Lord Krishna says that all the Vedas are meant for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is especially mentioned here, Yoga Yuktan, Alampatan, that Brahmanas are full of mystic power and are completely averse to sense gratification. Actually, there are two kinds of occupations. One occupation in the material world is sense gratification, and the other occupation is spiritual activity to satisfy the Lord by his glorification. Those who engage in sense gratification are called demons, and those who spread the glorification of the Lord or satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord are called demigods. It is specifically mentioned here that the Brahmanas are created from the face of the cosmic personality of Virat Purusha. Similarly, the Kshatriyas are said to be created from his arms, the Vaishyas are created from his waist, and the Shudras are created from his legs. Brahmanas are especially meant for austerity, learning and knowledge, and are averse to all kinds of sense gratification. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Veer Vishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srinivasini Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare First of all, do you all understand me? I know my English is not just according to style, but I mean, do you hear me acoustically? Yes, Avala? Yeah, that would be good. Then I don't need to. Well, I will. Then I don't need to speak so loud, but I just think. When I'm getting enthusiastic, I will speak loud anyways. So, let us now try to understand something about this verse. First of all, thank you all for coming and hearing the Bhagavatam this morning. I will just focus on one thing, I think, today. The Brahmanas who are full of austerity, knowledge and mystic power and are averse to sense gratification. Tapa vidya yoga yoktan is a Sanskrit, it means full of austerity, knowledge and mystic power. And Alampatan, it's a verse which often appears in the Bhagavatam. It means being averse to meaning averse to sense gratification. Now, in these two expressions, you find one of the many secrets of Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness, there is one very important understanding, which Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita explains as diving prakritim ashrita, being under the shelter of the divine energy. It can also mean what is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita as Krishna Shakti. Vino nohi tara pravatan. It says, without being under the divine energy, Krishna Shakti, no one can spread the Sankirtan movement. See, in Krishna consciousness, devotees or here we have Brahmanas display certain gifts which they have been gifted with, knowledge and a certain kind of potency, a certain kind of power. These are transcendental gifts. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that these gifts are not from this world and therefore even do not die when the body of a personality dies. A devotee takes the blessings of the Lord or the gifts of the Lord even when he leaves this temporary material body to another destination. These devim prakritim, or being under the shelter of the divine energy, being empowered, if you so want, is a very important point in Krishna consciousness, and I would like to discuss today a little bit about this. I was forced to think about it when I, in my cultivation of a modern pop singer called Michael Jackson, I do not know if any of, well, the Western devotees will be familiar with him. The devotees from here will have heard. May I ask you, you are from here, have you heard the name Michael Jackson? You're not from here. You're from here. Have you heard the name? Oh, you're so small. Is he an Indian devotee? Have you heard Indian devotee? You are. You have heard. He is very famous pop singer who gives concerts where practically hundreds of thousands of people, even millions. 1 million or so comes? Do you know Aniruddha Prabhu? Yes, it depends on. Yeah. I mean, he fills the biggest stadiums. And there are, when he makes concert, often the whole thing is shown live. He is a multi-billionaire maybe by now from his record sales. So we wanted to cultivate him in Krishna consciousness. It was very difficult to get in his vicinity, so we could only give the books of Prabhupada to one of his guards, who disappeared with them as this man was brought into his garderobe, a wardrobe. So then, all of a sudden, the same guard came running out of the wardrobe and said, "This book, Michael Jackson is reading. The first time in my life I see him reading, since 10 minutes he reads in your books." And he asked if you could please come and see him. So this is how we went in and gave him also a picture. And he saw the picture, beautiful picture of Radha and Krishna, where Srimati Radharani was leaning towards Krishna, and said, "I like this picture very, very much. Can you please paint the same picture all over again, and instead of Krishna's head, you just put my head in it." It has a very aesthetic value, this picture. So we had to inform the poor rat that it is not possible, because there is a distinct difference between the Supreme Person and a small imitator Krishna. So now I know I have, with, when I talk about this, I have everyone in the audience, and this was a scandalous trick by the learned, by the experienced Bhagavatam reciter. I wanted to make you awake, and going down to a level of sensational information to do so, but I won't use the trick again, so please keep the momentum which you have now, because we will dive into some pretty dive into more complicated issues. So when considering this man and his achievements, we are forced to remember the different gifts. In the purport to Srishti Sthiti of the Brahma Sanhita Shloka, it is described how the shadow energy of the Lord, Durga, gives certain gifts to the conditioned soul, which are wealth and reputation and so on and so forth. Now these gifts, being presented by the material energy onto certain individuals, are gifts which are temporary and which are entangling the conditioned soul in the material energy. For instance, a famous entertainer like Michael Jackson has achieved his amazing position by the grace of the shadow energy, Durga. That many conditioned souls want to achieve the same gifts or similar gifts. However, these gifts are extremely dangerous. in the material world, when we get by our high positions, we are forced to be dragged down again. These illusory gifts are not at all, how do you say, desirable by a devotee. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the wealth which has been given by the material energy is compared to jewels and a turban which are on the head of a person who wants to cross the ocean. Imagine someone has to swim over the ocean but is covered with a hair, a turban and jewels. These and his hands are full with rings and arms are full with gold. These gifts are actually obstacles to his swimming activity. They can drag him down in the ocean. In the same way, the conditioned soul who has to cross the ocean of birth and death, when it is gifted with these material gifts from the shadow potency of the Lord, is in great danger to become, how to say, attached to these gifts and entangled by trying to fulfill the urges of the senses in the and using these gifts and these purposes. I come from a very wealthy family, and I can tell you it was so difficult to come into Krishna consciousness. And we have amongst us a very nice Vaishnava who also is extremely rich. Sometimes when one has this, one thinks what to do with the money and thinks of purposes outside of Krishna consciousness. Gifts by the material energy are not at all good for the conditioned souls. Therefore, we have called this Michael Jackson a poor living entity. He is poor in terms of his chances for spiritual realization, because being full of his being praised and, so to say, how do you say, benedicted by the material energy, it's a curse in disguise. So a devotee, therefore, doesn't want to be empowered by the material energy. He is averse to this. He wants to stay in a position where he can be empowered by the spiritual energy. Please remember the amazing Leela of Vasudev the leper. Vasudev the leper had a body ravaged by the this disease, worms were even feasting in his open wounds. However, he was a great devotee of the Lord, and it is described that sometimes he would be seen dancing in the ecstasy of Prema Bhakti. Mahaprabhu once came to Vasudev the leper and embraced him. As a result of this embrace, the open wounds disappeared, and he was a healthy man by the descriptions of the dictionary. The disease had abated. Now, his reaction was not good. But he said, "My dear Lord, with this healthy, beautiful body, I might forget you." He was not happy with this benediction of health. You will be shocked to hear that in our Vaishnava line, yoga to make one's body healthy is not seen as something which is good. So you might protest, the Western mind might protest, "Well, I need a healthy body to serve Krishna, isn't it?" Please, there is a substance to this statement. In Krishna book, there is a statement which says when a devotee is sick, it can be considered a devotional service to take care of the body so that one becomes healthy for the service of Krishna. This is called Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the indirect process of devotional service. Gaunabhati. like build, constructing a house, arrangements like getting up early in the morning and washing the body so that one can chant japa, and so on and so forth. But we always must be aware of the danger to not remain stuck with the arrangements, but come to the real thing, which is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In a selfless way, in a way which is free from jnana and karma, that means speculative endeavors to enrich the life, and karma, motivated activities for one's own happiness. We have to actually make the difficult transition in our consciousness from trying to be the enjoyer to becoming instruments to Krishna's enjoyment. A devotee, in order to make this transition, can adopt this little helpful meditation, which I heard in a lecture by Srila Prabhupada and found very useful for my own meager endeavors. One could think during the day about the question, is what I'm doing right now, is what I'm thinking right now, is the way I'm acting right now pleasing to Krishna, or is it not pleasing to Krishna? By this very simple meditation, we can come under the under the shelter of the divine energy. See the difference which has been described here with the word alampatan, the difference between material life and spiritual life, really, is that one becomes averse to sense gratification, and one, a devotee, does this by thinking of the pleasure of the Lord. This makes the difference between material and spiritual activity. You should all consciously think during the day, is what I'm doing pleasing to Krishna? For instance, think of yesterday. This is a new chance this day. What did you do yesterday all day? Was it pleasing to Krishna? Did you do one thing? Did you do ten things which were pleasing to Krishna? Did you do five things pleasing to Krishna? Or what? Hare Krishna, oh Hare Krishna, oh Prabhu, Ki Pyago. If you think about it, like yesterday in my own life, if I would reflect about this, just to give you an aid for practical thought, I actually didn't want to attend the morning classes. I wanted to read. But then I thought, well, Radha Madhava is there, and Lord Nrisimhadev are there, and Prabhupada always used to say that the morning program is very, very important, and after all, it's still festival, the abating time of the festival, so there are many devotees there, and it is good if we are all together, so let me go to the morning program to please Srila Prabhupada and to please Krishna. That was one thing where I made a conscious endeavor in my life to attend the morning program. I really wanted to, all the festival I was busy with so many things, so I really wanted to read in the books, which is something which I like very much, but I thought, I'm making a conscious endeavor now to please. And so on, and there were a few other things, but all in all, the day went by and I missed another chance, I can say, looking from the perspective of today, in today's class. So if what I want to get it is, it requires a certain amount of tapasya to consciously think to please Krishna. I remember once in Vrindavan, Prabhupada spoke to a devotee who was performing austerity, and he said, the real austerity is to please the spiritual master and Krishna. This devotee was following the Kartik vow. He was eating only once a day, chanting many rounds, and growing a charismatic beard. Now, I knew the devotee. The devotee is no longer with us, unfortunately. And I know that he did this to become known amongst other senior devotees as someone who was performing austerity. And he did this austerity, in other words, for his self-aggrandizement, for his own name and fame. Austerity was also performed by Hitler and by Napoleon in order to win wars. Hitler became a voluntary brahmachari for some time, Napoleon would not go to sleep but remained during the night on the horsebacks to give the example of a fanatic warrior. So austerity can be also applied in reaching one's own goals. Look at Hiranyakashipu and Michael Jackson, who performed austerities to reach their goals. The real austerity in one's life is really making the transition to put Krishna into the center. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabhavritya Yorayaiche Natai Itaiche Tavaniritya. That means that Krishna is the only master, everyone is servant, and everyone is dancing according to his melody of the flute. Krishna attracts by his flute the living entities to this intense change of concept, to put Krishna into the center. Now, once a devotee is doing this, yesterday, Banu Maharaj gave the two principles of preaching. Banu Maharaj, you are here. What was the first thing? It was Ruchi. Nama Ruchi and Jiva Doya. Yes. Nama Ruchi, that means taste of the holy name, and Jiva Doya, giving mercy to the living entities. If a preacher, and most of us are engaged in this field, is following these two guidelines, he will feel something wonderful. And with this point, I want to end the lecture. If we want to increase the taste of the name, we have to learn to avoid offenses. Now, that's a whole subject in itself, but we will not get into it at this time. And then if we at the same time give the mercy to the conditioned souls by preaching the Krishna consciousness movement, we will see how the Krishna Shakti, the divine energy of the Lord, all of a sudden begins to empower us. We should not think that these gifts which a preacher obtains in his preaching Krishna consciousness are also shadowy and shady gifts, we could say, like the gifts of the material energy. The gift a devotee obtains who sincerely wants to increase his attachment to Krishna and his pleasing mood to Krishna. The gifts this devotee gets are eternal. they are beyond the influence of the material energy. I want to give you a little example which is easy to understand. Once one of Prabhupada's godbrothers, Puri Maharaj, came to the Vrindavan temple, and the devotees told him that now, even in the communistic country Russia, there are 10,000s upon 10,000s members of the Krishna consciousness movement, 30,000 or so. And Puri Maharaj said, "I'm not impressed." So the devotees felt a little strange. They thought Puri Maharaj wanted to belittle the glories of Srila Prabhupada by saying, "I'm not at all impressed." But then he explained he gave his meaning. He said, "Because your Guru Maharaj said so, therefore it had to come. The words of the pure devotee is empowered, and his words are also empowered." Narada Muni said to the two twin sons of Kuvera, "You will be born as trees in the courtyard of Krishna." Although they were drunkards and they enjoyed by drinking alcohol in a lake with naked women. I mean, sometimes the chiefs of governments do this. They jump in a swimming pool with prostitutes and do activities beyond all noble descriptions. So they were really sense enjoyers, as Nala Kuvera Manigriva. But by the grace of Narada Muni and his infallible words, Krishna was fulfilling that benediction, that they would be born in Krishna's courtyard, in a different yuga even, and be delivered by Krishna. So a Vaishnava is in contact with another energy, a divine energy, and we all can actually experience it in our own times. In our own lives, I wanted to say. See, all our endeavors which we do are meant to increase the amount of enjoyment. The living entity by nature is a pleasure seeker. All what we want to do in our lives is to push the borders of our own destiny. That's why someone takes sannyas, or someone goes into the Grihastha ashram. This is why the living entity builds bridges over the ocean, dives deep into the sea, goes and enjoys the world or tries to renounce the world. It's all to push the borders of his limited existence to the maximum. But we will not be successful. You can say, what about these modern entertainers like Michael Jackson? Haven't they pushed the borders of their own life? No! They are pushed up, but they will be pushed down. Their gifts are gifts by the illusory potency. A devotee, however, who wants to fall under the category of Devi Prakriti, being protected by the divine energy of the Lord, he will see how by Krishna's mercy everything becomes possible. Yes, Prabhupada said impossible is a word in the in the Fool's Dictionary. In our lives, impossible is a reality. But if a devotee becomes connected with the Lord and the plan of the Lord, the word impossible vanishes from the pages of his sad life, like, you know, this vanishing ink. You know, you write something and shoo, it is away. Yes, but it is not because of his own potency. It is because the Lord chooses to use him as an instrument in his plan to spread the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What we have tried before Krishna consciousness, to push our borders, what we have tried before surrendering to Krishna, to push our borders, is possible only if we understand this paradigm shift, you could call it, this thinking shift, from trying to enjoy either by blatant, shameless sense enjoyment in this world, or by austerity to become fit for higher dimensions of control, to shift from that to Ekala Ishvara Krishna, that only Krishna is the enjoyer in our lives. Now we can come very easily, because we are sadhakas and we are not spontaneously attracted to this paradigm shift. We can come to this by becoming useful instruments in the hands of our spiritual master, who gives us the process whereby which we can do so. Let us never come out of this protection of trying at least to think every day, how can I please Krishna by my action? It's a very simple thought. It's not something for scholarly, something which requires high intellectual power to understand abstract concepts. It's something very simple. So Hare Krishna Prabhu's, many more things could be said on this, because this is a very small circle of Vaishnavas, and we are very much in the family. If I may speak something from during the last years in my life, which is my life is very useless. I'm really trying to think about this one point, and it makes really a difference. I can't claim to have reached any high stages of devotional service. That's not what I want. I just wanted to speak from the own point. This really makes a difference if you think about this. Hare Krishna, let us end here. Maybe there's one or two questions pointedly to the subject matter. No? Aniruddha Prabhu.
Naturally, a devotee wants to be successful.
Yes.
In his endeavors. But what if he doubts his own sincerity in wanting to be successful? Not that, you know, if I'm successful, then it's Krishna's arrangement, but I'm successful because of my good qualification. So
yeah.
He's a little hesitant to.
I'm very happy about this question, Aniruddha Prabhu. Yeah, a devotee naturally wants to be successful in his endeavors. Now, what if he doubts his own qualifications or motivations? That's basically it. Now, first of all, I want to take a chance which I have waited for exactly 17 years to address as well. Anyways, no, it's not the chance I'm waiting for. One day I want to contest the American concept of success. The American concept of success is a very provincial concept. It is a concept. Success is what you can measure in quantitative by a quantitative measurement. To speak clear language, how much money, how many achievements, you know, countable things where you can put numbers on, how much women, how much all this. the person, the successful person, often dies of heart attack due to stress. Now they have the Americans were forced to stretch this concept a little bit. So if you don't die, if you don't get a heart attack, and simultaneously run like an idiot for your goals, then you are successful. Whoever dies with the most toys wins the race. In Krishna consciousness, we don't believe in this success formula, although it subtly has entered or enters our thought process. Success is if you can manage in your life to decrease the amount of your attachment to Maya and your own fame and so on, and increase your attachment to Krishna, your thought of Krishna. This is a real success which we aim at our life. Whoever dies thinking of Krishna, he has won the race. There is a Bengali proverb like this, Anti Narayana Smriti. All your sadhan will be tested at the time of death. Now, this is one thing which we really have to keep in our mind. Now, making the next step. To become successful in Krishna consciousness doesn't mean that an ant should become an elephant. In other words, you have certain abilities. You may jump 3 meters. Gogopal is the best racer. He won the race around Berlin before he joined Krishna consciousness. He may jump 5 meters. So we this is what we have our bodily limitations. Someone is so much intelligent, another is so much intelligent. Success is not if you necessarily increase these physical abilities and the results coming in contact. Just be peaceful to work within your gifts. Now you may say, well, now your answer you have given is in direct contradiction to everything else you elaborated this morning on. You spoke of being empowered. You spoke of going beyond the limitations. Now you speak of the ant remaining the ant. What is wrong with you? So one might say like this. But see, this is coming to the... if a devotee engages his abilities in Krishna's service and at the same time makes great endeavor to purify his heart, then Krishna will empower him, or he might choose to not empower him. For instance, you cannot say that the most advanced devotee distributes the biggest number of books. We have a very wonderful devotee in our movement in Germany. He is in Germany. He goes out for book distribution. He tries, but Krishna chooses not to let many books out to him. Krishna used him now in a completely different way. He was able to collect a huge donation going into the millions, which can be used for acquiring a new temple. He has chosen to use him in a different way. So the answer really to your question is, a devotee who wants to be successful in his life should first of all understand that he must surrender to Krishna. And then when he does so, Krishna uses him as his instrument. How? let that be the discretion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He might use him to exemplify humility with him. He might use him to exemplify determination and persistence through him. You might, in other words, be a Krishna conscious book distributor who doesn't distribute so many books. Krishna wants just to show, and you might serve as an example to the new devotees that even if you don't distribute books, you are happy in Krishna consciousness doing your service. See, Krishna's mercy cannot be put in our Western paradigms, our Western judgments. You know, there was once, with this I want to end, there was the king who had a minister, and everything which happened to the king was commented, everything what happened in the life was commented by the minister, this is Krishna's mercy. So once the king cut into his finger and came down to the, from his room to where the minister was, bleeding and screaming, and said, "My dear minister, I cut my hand, cut my finger." "Oh, this is Krishna's mercy," said the minister. "What?" said the king. "You ignoramus! I will throw you into prison for this offense. I came to hear some nice words." "Oh, this is Krishna's mercy," said the minister. "Bring him into prison." So in order to get rid of his dangerous aggressions, the king went into the forest for a hunt and subsequently was captured by a bunch of robbers who brought him to their leader to conduct a certain man sacrifice before the goddess Bhadrakali. So he was washed, he was oiled, he was put in white cloth. Then the leader came wanting to behead him, but he saw that the finger had this fresh wound, blood was oozing, and he said, he knew this man was unfit. So he accosted his robbers with dirty language. "You primitive fools, don't you know that I cannot, that a body which is harmed, which is cut, cannot be used for this civilized sacrifice?" And he chased him into the forest, thinking he would become the food for the lions. But the king managed to come back to the palace, and upon arrival immediately freed his ministers to tell his minister to tell him what happened. The minister is very happy. "See, I told you it was Krishna's mercy that you cut your finger, because otherwise your head would be cut by now." "And it was also Krishna's mercy that you threw me into the prison and didn't force me, like in other times, to throw me, not to accompany you for your cruel hunt. Because if they would have not taken you for the man's sacrifice, but they would have taken me for the man's sacrifice." In this way, it was Krishna's mercy. So Krishna's mercy, in other words, cannot be measured by our standards. So this has to be preached to the devotees who are blinded with the American success formula, which is a quantitative measurement. It does not account the inconceivable mercy of the Supreme. So it is 9 o'clock. thank you for your attention. Srila Prabhupada ki Granta Srila Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Thank you.